Okay, in legal talk today, we want to contemplate the legal ramifications of some of the security systems we put in place to protect ourselves, specifically the use of CCTV cameras in the home and workplace. Obviously, having a CCTV system can offer a lot of peace of mind to a homeowner and to a company alike, but there are laws pertaining to how the subsequent footage is used. And that includes footage, of course, people who work in that building and visitors who might come there from time to time. And to help us just get to grips with a broad understanding of this, I'm delighted to welcome on the line Nivani Moodley, who's a partner at legal firm Weber Wenzel. Nivani, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Baba. Nice to talk to you today.
Great to have you with us. Well, when installing a CCTV camera in the workplace, for example, there are issues that one has to be mindful of concerning the Privacy Act, not so?
Yes, so there's an element of the Protection of Personal Information Act that would be involved, especially regarding the processing of personal information where personal information such as your gender or such as your race may be able to be picked up on the video evidence.
Okay.
So yes, of course, papaya will be applicable when installing cameras in your workplace.
I'm glad you mentioned Poppy, because quite early in the show when I mentioned we were going to be speaking to this, somebody left us a voice note speaking to exactly that issue, and I think maybe now would be a good time for us to play it, Obi. Let's take a listen.
Hi, Pippa. The Poppy Act is coming into force very soon, and every business, every community scheme, every block of flats has access control with tags and cameras, maybe license plate recognition, maybe facial recognition. What are the responsibilities on business owners and community schemes owners with that data? What does Poppy say we have to do with that data?
Great question. Nivani, what's the answer?
Sure. So and just to let you know, I understand that my colleague Carl Blum spoke to you a couple of weeks ago about papaya.
Correct,
and that's his area of expertise. Yes. So I'll just give a high level view here. And the caller is absolutely correct. I mean, as of the 1st of July, all business owners have to comply with Poppy or papaya. And what that means is that the 8 conditions for lawfully processing of information must be adhered to. So the crux of the act is that you have to get a person's consent in order to process their personal information.
Okay, and that includes the use of footage of their face, for example. Nivani, I mean, a big question here is if a business, and that includes a homeowner where somebody is employed, for example, a domestic worker or a childminder, if you choose to install CCTV cameras, do you have to let the people who work for you know that they are there, or are you allowed to install them? For example, one thinks of the so-called nanny cams that some people install hidden inside the eye of a teddy bear to keep an eye on their childminder. Is that legal?
So papaya doesn't actually apply to your personal activities and to households, but my view is that it would be best practice to inform the people who are working for you, like your helpers in your homes, that you do have cameras in your workplace, advising them off the cameras and getting their consent to actually record them would be an absolute defense if you needed to use that video footage in the future, for example. Mm. So even though papaya doesn't actually apply to households, and the argument then would be that you don't have to comply with papaya in your personal household, in your personal capacity, my recommendation would be that it's best practice to do so.
Okay, so to tell your employee that there are cameras in this house, do you need to go so far as pointing out to them where they are and which areas they cover?
I think that provided that you have gotten their consent to record them while they're in your house and that they are aware that there are cameras in your house, that would be sufficient. I don't think you need to go so far as to point each and every camera out to them.
Okay.
It could be worded quite broadly.
You know, I have to say what made us choose to raise this topic today was actually the case, it's quite a while back now, of the Hermanus household, where dog sitters were caught on the house's CCTV camera horribly abusing the dog which was in their care. And that's what got me thinking about this, Nevani, that if, for example, that case goes to court, there is captured footage of how terribly those people were treating that animal. Would it be legal to present that as evidence in court?
So there are a number of factors that courts will consider to determine whether they will admit that video footage as admissible evidence. And one of the most important considerations that a court will consider is whether or not the footage is reliable and whether it's authentic. Mm-hmm. So what that basically means is that the court wants to be sure that there hasn't been any interference with the footage and that it's a reliable source. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the employer would need to show that the footage relates to the incident in question. And very importantly, the footage needs to be of high quality to clearly see what's going on in the video.
Okay.
There's been cases in court where judges have not admitted video evidence because the quality of the video was just so poor that you couldn't actually see what was going on in there. So even if the person's consent hasn't been obtained and it may be an infringement of their constitutional right to privacy, a court and a judge will have the discretion on whether or not they want to admit that evidence admit that footage into the evidence.
Okay.
So it can really depend on what the judge decides to do based on the information.
Okay, thanks for that. Just for those who might have joined us late to the conversation, my guest on the line is Nevani Moodley, who is a partner at legal firm Weber Wentzel, talking to us about the ins and outs legally of CCTV cameras and what can be done legally with the footage. Nevani, we've digressed into the household situation quite a lot. Let's bring it back to the workplace. A lot of businesses have got camera networks up inside and outside the business. Once again, do you want to comment a little bit on what is required of the business in terms of what it communicates to employees? Are there any areas that can't, for example, be covered by CCTV footage? Are there any limits on the way it can be used in that setting?
So my advice for employers would be that they should have a policy on cameras in the workplace so that employees are aware of what information about them is being collected and processed. Once again, this is just to ensure that if the employee commits some sort of misconduct and the employer needs to use that video footage in a disciplinary hearing, for example, it would be an absolute defense to say that you are aware that the employer has a policy in place where it has informed you that it would be recording you at all times, for example. So, one of the conditions that the employer would have to prove is that the employee reasonably knew that there were cameras in the workplace. But even if they didn't know, that doesn't stop them from using the footage. It would completely depend on the circumstances and would depend on the type of investigation that you are conducting, mm-hmm. for example. But having said that, one of the prohibited places that you wouldn't be able to put a camera in would be your bathrooms or your toilets, for example. For me, that would be really an infringement of your constitutional right to privacy. And it goes to the fact that what is the need to put a camera in the bathrooms for? What is it going to be used for? So, for example, if we have to have, if we were a manufacturing company and we put a camera in our stock room because we wanted to monitor the stock coming in and out of the room, that has a valid purpose. And we need to know whether what employees are doing with that stock. Is any stock being stolen, for example? So there's a specific purpose for that camera in that place.
Thanks for that. Navani, let's hear another voice note that's come in with a question specifically around the use of cameras in complexes.
Good day, Pippa. Please will you ask your guest about CCTV cameras inside body corporate complexes that look at the common property? For example, swimming pools. How is this dealt with when owners within sectional titles have a camera facing something like a swimming pool?
Were you able to hear that, Navani?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
So, I mean, my understanding is that this would usually be incorporated in your body corporate rules, and it's something as a homeowner that you may have already consented to. So yeah, I mean, look, that's not my area of expertise, okay. But as far as I know, it should be in the rules, and provided that everybody has agreed to that, it's also for general security. Mm. So if all the homeowners have agreed to that, and there's a reason why the camera is situated in that area, it may be that it may be exposed to like an outside area where security is of importance.
Yeah.
Then it may actually be appropriate to have it in that place. It would really depend on whether it's appropriate or not.
I mean, I keep hearing you come back to two core issues here. One, is there a good reason to have a camera there? And two, are the people who potentially impacted by its presence aware of the fact that it is there? As long as you've ticked those two boxes, Navani, it sounds like it's justifiable to have them there. What about this case, though? Jack in Constantia saying, I've got a neighbour who has a camera on the outside of his house, which is facing directly into my grounds. He is able to see exactly what goes on in my garden. Is this legal?
Like I mentioned earlier, Papaya is not applicable to personal households, mm-hmm. but for me, that's something that he should raise with his neighbor, because there's no justifiable reason for him to be facing the camera in that direction. So he should definitely take that up with his neighbor if he feels uncomfortable with that.
Okay, so he should raise it directly there. I mean, you can imagine how it might occur if somebody's got a camera looking down the side of their property and the sweep of that camera angle extends into the neighbor's garden next door. It's a tricky one. They've got the right to keep an eye on what's going on in their part of the property. But maybe, Navani, there's a conversation to be had about adjusting it so the angle is a little bit less sweeping into the next door neighbor, for example. Jack, I don't know if you've tried that already, whether you've had that conversation with your neighbor, but if you haven't, that would be a place to start. Navani, thank you so much. Final, anything we've missed that I should have asked you about that you think it's important for our listeners to know?
I think in conclusion, employers need to be aware that even if they do have video evidence, it's usually used in corroboration with other evidence. And it doesn't mean that if they have video evidence of an employee stealing, for example, that they can immediately dismiss them. They would still need to follow a disciplinary process to ensure that the employee's dismissal is procedurally and substantively fair in line with South African employment law.
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Navani Moodley, a partner at legal firm Weber Wenzel.